Hundreds of the world's top marine scientists are calling on the West Australian government to scrap its controversial shark catch and kill policy. The state's Environmental Protection Authority is assessing a proposed 3-year extension of the program, but there are serious questions about the science that's gone into it. The ABC has obtained a copy of the scientists' submission, which argues there's no evidence it's making beachgoers safer. The ABC's environment reporter Jake Sturmer has the story.
Despite 7 fatal attacks in the past 3.5 years, the protests against the Western Australian government's controversial shark capture and kill policy were loud and blunt. The 13-week trial is over, the baited hooks are out of the water, and the state government is now looking to expand the program. The state's Environmental Protection Authority is in the middle of assessing the proposal, which has attracted attention from around the country and the world. One of the most strident critics is Elliot Norse, a US marine biologist who worked for several presidents and was a key force behind the scenes in Barack Obama's push to preserve vast parts of the Pacific Ocean.
I think killing sharks is not a good idea. I think killing apex predatory sharks like tiger sharks is a terrible idea. Apex predators are really important in ecosystems, and when we kill them, what we often find is really bad things happen.
Dr. Norse is one of more than 250 scientists and researchers who've made a submission to the EPA, strongly arguing that there's no evidence to suggest baited drumlines make people safer. Professor Jessica Maywig is the coordinating scientist.
In Hawaii, they spent 16 years killing tiger sharks through a hook and line program, very similar to what we're doing, and it had no impact on the number of incidents with sharks.
The WA state government says it based its policy on Queensland's use of drumlines, where there hasn't been a fatal shark attack since 1961. The WA Fisheries Minister is Ken Baston.
This is the one we've followed because we didn't need to reinvent the wheel in following what Queensland's been doing.
Have there been scientific studies done in Queensland about this that point to the efficacy of drumlines?
Look, I can't contact on that. All I can say is that what their record is in actually protecting human beings. And as I said to various people that may knock it, what value do they put on human life?
The Queensland government has also been using nets to protect swimmers, something that WA decided against. Professor Maywig says that's a critical difference.
If you look at the locations that are only protected by drumlines, so leaving nets aside, again, there's no evidence that we've had improved safety outcomes from killing 1,000 sharks a year.
In the trial of baited hooks in WA, 172 sharks were caught, 163 of them were tiger sharks. Not one was a great white, the species thought to be responsible for most attacks on humans. Longtime Perth surfer Gary McCormick says despite the results, he's a fan of the hooks and hopes they stay.
I think that they've got to do something rather than nothing. What do you do? I mean, okay, people, if they're scared, then they stay out of the water. People like myself and other surfers, and it's our passion, and I don't think anything will stop us.
Perth surfer Gary McCormick speaking to environment reporter Jake Sturmer.